MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Rodoso, Lincoln, Rodoso Downs, Fort Stanton, Glencoe, Alto, Lincoln State Monument, San Patricio, Bonito Lake, and Hondo are under a flash flood watch through most of Thursday and likely lasting into early Friday. The warning includes the Blue 2, South Fork, and McBride burn scars in southeastern Lincoln County. Excess rainfall may impact the Rio Bonito, Eagle Creek, Cedar Creek, and Rio Ruidoso drainages and potentially downstream along the Rio Hondo. According to the National Weather Service, this is a life-threatening situation with heavy rainfall expected to cause extensive and severe flash flooding of creeks, streams, and ditches in the burn scar area. Roads and driveways could be washed away. Please be aware of weather alerts and changing conditions. And Roswell residents raising money for a new skate park planned at Cielo Grande have announced that they have applied for a state grant for recreational programs, considered to be a rare find and even rarer to receive. The Quality of Life grant began accepting applications in mid-August with a September 12th submission deadline. This recreation-oriented grant has no limit and would come from a $50 million allocation fund. It's for $6.9 million and should cover the entire cost of the project. While many projects are being submitted for funding from across the state, the skate park could have a good chance of receiving at least some of the money being requested, said Geneva Jewel Martinez, vice chair of Roswell's Parks and Recreation Commission. And White Sands National Park officials are reminding visitors to leave no trace after some animals were spotted eating trash thrown on the ground near overflowing trash bins. The National Park Service posted photos showing trash overflowing out of garbage bins. Similar instances have happened in the Bluff Falls area on Rio Penasco in the Lincoln National Forest, where rangers brought in a trash dumpster, but visitors continued to throw trash on the ground near the overthrowing dumpster. Park rangers say there are many ways to dispose of your trash at White Sands, but they say visitors continue to toss waste in an overflowing bin where the wind can blow it around and animals can get to it can cause ecological problems. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.